I once met a guy with a forehead so vast you could put a whole other face on it. Sure was something to look at. But the guy with the forehead did have eyes and nose and ears also. This wasn't the case with the gaping hole that crossed my path many years ago. It was too large and grotesque to be a creation of God the Creator. It must have been a design of boots. When I first saw the gaping hole, I was checking the alley for comics. It was the 80s. At first I thought it was a mouth. Only a mouth, just a mouth. It had teeth and gums like a mouth, and also it made a lot of wet meat sounds the way mouths tend to do when intimidated. But what is a mouth without a face? A gaping hole, I would think. I closed my eyes tight when I saw it. I asked it politely to go away, and it did not. I opened and closed my eyes at a rapid pace, but that only brought about the need to grab onto something steady. The gaping hole lingered for a while, only inches from my nose, and then got wrinkly before it vanished into the moony early evening. When I looked down at my hands, I noticed that I had been marked. The gaping hole had left its stinging residue. It looked like fish bits, and on closer inspection, it had the taste of wild turkey. My mind was numb, and all I could think about was what my spiritual Arab friend might make of this. I was dying. The gaping hole had taken from me my chi, what little was left of it after the war. This is what gaping holes do, especially ones with teeth. They take, 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 and give nothing in return save for a handful of hot, warm fluid. I never thought I would see a free-floating gaping hole, looking right at me as if it had the gift of sight, but I did. And how could I ever be the same? As my granddad used to say, if you think about ghoulish things too often, something ghoulish will wipe you out. So to ponder this moment for too long is dangerous. All I can do is pray never to see the wretched thing again. Everyone wonders why I always sit on my folding chair in the front room, staring only forward. And all I can tell them is, what if it is there when I turn around?
That gaping hole.